What does it say about you guys, do you think? Just exactly what we thought. We had in the first three or four innings, we had a number of opportunities to kind of forget about those. The pitchers, the fact that they were able to keep throwing up zeros against that lineup is amazing. And O'Day came in, big situation, second, third, one out, and got out of it, pitched two more great innings. Pedro hadn't pitched in and was sharp and gave us a big lift.
Nate, do you think you'd be asked to bunt in the 13th there or trust you in the right side?
I didn't know, but when I did see the sign, you know, you're obviously trying to hit that ball on the right side. And honestly, I'm as proud of that at bat as any at bat. To move a runner to third, if that's into us, those are the way that's the way we win games.
How about Machado, 20-year-old kid in this stage to come through like this?
Yeah, he hit a bullet there, and he was thinking two right out of the box. Aside from playing great defense, came up with a big hit last night, another one to start off. I don't know what that inning was, but to start off the last inning.
How about Jim Johnson also coming right back with such a strong outing?
Yeah, again, he's done it all year, and to be able to shake off adversity, some tough situations, that's what he does, and that's what closers do, and he's certainly no different.
After the year you guys have had, was there a sense that this just can't end here today?
Oh, I think definitely, yeah. We wanted to go as long as possible, and we knew that we had to win today, obviously. And our pitchers, again, we missed some opportunities early, and our pitchers just kept throwing up zero after zero after zero. You just can't say enough about that.
It's a big win. There's music playing now. Do you sense a different vibe in this team that there's some life?
Well, yeah, yesterday, and I don't think we ever sensed that we were done, but yesterday was certainly a tough defeat, a pretty dramatic game, and we were able to bounce back tonight. Again, Joe came up with a huge performance and another elimination for him.
This season does not happen without the bullpen. Do you guys see that?
Oh, there's no question. You don't win as many one-run games as we have, as many extra inning games as we have without a great bullpen. And, they've been outstanding. Certainly, they realize and recognize that they're going to be around.
You've been around this league, and then you see a guy like Manny Machado. It's his rookie season. He's 20 years old. He's making huge plays to extend this to five games.
Yeah, that's impressive. But to me, I mean, I couldn't imagine being here at 20 years old. It's impressive. And the way he's been able to move to third base, and be so impressive there, I can't say enough.
Why are hits so hard to come by in this series? You've been one of the few to get them. What has it been?
I think good pitching, maybe a little bit of over-anxiousness at the plate. You want to come through so bad that sometimes you might try to go outside with what you're able to do, but you live to play one more day. More excited about tomorrow.
How true was it to see a couple of hits strung together finally?
It was. You know, we've really both teams have had trouble stringing stuff together this series. And it was nice for us, for JJ to come through there in the 13th inning in the last inning to get us the win. We struggle with guys on base, and we're sitting here at 2-2.
JJ's a guy, you know, again, to get him out there, another chance at redemption like that, and that dugout, to watch him do that, what did that mean?
Oh, it was huge, and that's when you're able to come through, it's big for your confidence, obviously, and even bigger for the team. But he's, he's, I don't think he lets previous at-bats affect his next at-bat, and that's huge, because the minute, you know, it seems like when you're struggling, I don't want to say struggling, but it seems like when you're struggling, those big at-bats find you. They find a way to bring you to the plate in a big situation where you're not necessarily feeling great, but he came through in a big way.
With all the extra inning games you guys have been through, mm-hmm. when it got to the 10th, did it give you more confidence? Did it relax you?
I don't think, it feels kind of normal, you know, playing close games, late, long games. Again, our bullpen kept throwing up zeros, and that was impressive. And finally able to come through there in the last inning, but we played so many of those games, you don't come to expect it, but, you know, we're comfortable in those situations.
Finally, though, to beat the Yankees in extra innings, that was something that had not yet happened this year.
You didn't know that.
Yeah, obviously we needed to win tonight. Whether it was an extra innings or nine innings, we're glad we got the win.
Nate, we've seen the resiliency of this team all year, but in order to carry that through, the reference point has to be there. Is it amazing, even to the players, how nothing bothers you?
I mean, you know, once you kind of show your attitude, it kind of everybody, that's just the way we are. And it really, where it started or where it starts, I don't know. But for our teams, it's tough to hold up that long in a tough environment like this, a playoff game. We were able to come through big and
you had a real good swing to the home run with two strikes.
Yeah, it was obviously a mistake. I was trying to come in and didn't get it there. But, you know, to get us on the board there, to get a lead there, I think it was the fifth inning. It was nice. I mean, put a pretty good swing.
Now, I know all you cared about was getting to game five. Mm-hmm. This was a huge momentum game for the Orioles. So at this point now, you got to be feeling even better about it.
Yeah, it's game five. You never know what's going to happen. We got a tough task with Sabathia on the mound. He pitched great against us in game one. And it's going to be a battle. But all these first four games have been a battle, too. And it's one I know I'm excited about. I'm sure everybody else is, too.
Do you feel as good for the play that you have all year? And just strong?
Yeah, I really do. And it's funny, when you feel good and you get good pitches, you don't miss them. You know, when you're struggling, you follow those pitches back. And I just, I've been able to slow things down at the plate, and I think that's kind of what any hitter will tell you when they're feeling pretty good, that they're able to stay under control and just swing good pitches.
What were you looking for?
You nailed it. You did it right.